Hello? Are you here to fix the blocked toilet in the gents? Oh, sorry, sir. My mistake. Well, welcome to the Mount Zion Carvery, the finest kosher restaurant this side of Jerusalem. And I'm tonight's duty manager, Kevin. How can I help you tonight, sir? Ah, you've come for the supper party upstairs. What's your name, sir? Mr. Anthony Gladstone Roberts. One moment, sir. I'll go and check with the host. Ah, Mr. Roberts, hello. Sorry for the wait, sir. Mr. Jesus says he's awfully sorry, but there's just no more room. I did ask him if you could join his supper party just for the coffee and cigars, but he says all the boys have had a great night together, and if you come in and tell your joke about the nun and the lawnmower again, it might just spoil the atmosphere. Yes, it is a shame, Mr. Roberts. Mr. Jesus also said it was a shame you missed the meal, as this is the last supper party he will be giving. Look, Mr. Roberts, I tell you what, if you can fix the blocked toilet in the gents, I reckon I can sneak you in and give you a few leftovers from the menu. We've got some lovely chicken soup tonight. You know, you can just pretend you're the maintenance man. Come on, here's a stick and some rubber gloves and some spanners, Mr. Roberts. Come along here, it's in the gents. Look, there it is at the back, this end cubicle.
Welcome to the Colchester Arts Centre podcast, and this is episode 6, The Unblocked Podcast.
Hello. Now, I'm from the Arts Centre. We're shut. No one's coming in. So, if you can't come to us, then we bring the art to you.
Stop now, please.
Oops.
Elaine Barker is the organiser of Colchester Folk Club, who meet on Monday evenings at the Colchester Arts Centre. Because of government restrictions, when I met her, we spoke outside the Arts Centre, where we were joined by aeroplanes, cars and a number of passers-by. And we were also joined by several technical gremlins, as you will hear. So I started by asking Elaine how the Colchester Folk Club first began.
It started in 1964. It was Easter Monday. Their guest was Julie Felix, who was a new up-and-coming young American star. You get anything from beautiful, like Irish diddly-diddly instrumental stuff to people who've written their own songs playing acoustic guitar. But I suppose the one thing generally that we put on is acoustic music. Debate has been going on, certainly at least for the last 40 years, what is folk, and it's very difficult to define, really. Do these people play the folk scene? You might get people like Mumford and Sons who say that they're folk, but you wouldn't find them at our folk club, for instance. I have an older brother, and he was a great Bob Dylan fan, and he also introduced me to the music of Bert Jansch, John Renborn and Pentangle. As a teenager, I remember going to see Pentangle at the Manchester Free Trade Hall, and I got together with some friends and we started singing together, and one of them was into Joan Baez. So we started with Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, and I was into Simon and Garfunkel. So we started with those sort of songs. One of my all-time favourites are Michael McGoldrick, John McCusker and John Doyle. And they are doing traditional Irish and Scottish music. They are my all-time favourites. And just out of interest, Michael McGoldrick and John McCusker often play with Dire Straits. I was, as a youngster, a member of the Beatles fan club, and we used to get the Christmas little floppy disk type EPs, I think they were, and the design on the cover was done by the Beatles, and they did jingles and all of that. So yeah, so I was really into the Beatles, and every time there was a new release, I was there buying the new single or the new album.
Against the context of the Black Lives Matters movement and protests, Frank Nuble, possibly the most popular, skillful and impressive player at Colchester United, felt the need to post on social media, "I'm a black man. I build, I don't tear down over black men or black women. I have felt the pain of being torn down, and I have decided I will be deliberate about building others up." All too often, we men find it easier to criticise each other instead of guiding each other. With all the negativity going round, let's do something positive. Upload one picture of yourself. Tag your brothers and sisters. Let's build ourselves up instead of tearing ourselves down. Over 40 years ago, when the great Piv Anderson broke into the England team as the first black player to play for his country, he had bananas thrown at him. The history of racism in football goes back a lot further. In the 1920s, Jack Leslie was called into the Plymouth Argyle manager's office. He was going to be playing for England to become England's first ever black player. He never played. The FA decided he didn't play because he was black. Plymouth fans want to put that right. There's been a lot of debate about statues in the press with regard to racism recently. Jack Leslie deserves a statue. The Plymouth Argyle fans want a statue. And I say, listen to Frank, honour black players, give that man a statue. What kind of life will our babies have if we don't change up and make?
No, not now. Stop!
Oh dear.
Happiness is a podcast called Hamlet. Mild podcast from the Colchester Arts Centre.
Do it. My name is Donna, and I'm a pop rock vocalist gigging from Norwich to Colchester and everywhere in between. Singing and performing has always been my greatest passion. All of a sudden, COVID-19 struck and all gigs are cancelled. What do I do now on a Friday and Saturday night? I can't even practice properly as the rehearsal studios are closed. I'm begging, darling, please stay alive. But spare a thought for the music venues who have lost income. They still have overheads to pay and everyone is struggling. When normal life resumes, let's all get out there and support our local music venues, places like Colchester Arts Centre and music venues across East Anglia. Let's not forget what live music is. Keep music live and keep the music venues alive.
This is the Masters of Dutch Prog Rock, the legendary Focus, whose appearance at the Colchester Arts Centre has been rescheduled for April 2021. Okay, boys, let's yodel.
Days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
I'm a young black man, doing all that I can to stay. Oh, but when I look around and I see what's being done to my kind, every day I'm being hunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble, we've had enough struggle. I just want to live. God, protect me. I just want to live. I just want to live.